Unit 8. Looking for a job. Part 1. Listening comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. Now the test will begin.
1. I've got a new job. I've got a new job.
Two. How long have you been working in this department? How long have you been working in this department?
Three. Let's have a party. To celebrate your promotion. Let's have a party to celebrate your promotion.
Four. What kind of job do you apply for? What kind of job do you apply for?
Five. You are not a boss, are you? You are not a boss, are you? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper.
6. Well, today it's the 4th of July, and we'll let you know our decision in 10 days.
Thank you for the interview, sir. I look forward to your favorable reply.
Question. When will the woman know the result of the interview? Well, today it's the 4th of July, and we'll let you know our decision in 10 days.
Thank you for the interview, sir. I look forward to your favourable reply.
Question. When will the woman know the result of the interview?
Seven. Honey, why are you so upset?
I'm out of work.
Question. What happened to the man? Honey, why are you so upset?
I'm out of work.
Question. What happened to the man?
Eight. Good morning, Amy. Congratulations on your pass of our interview.
Thank you, sir. I'll try my best to do the work well.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Good morning, Amy. Congratulations on your pass of our interview.
Thank you, sir. I'll try my best to do the work well.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Nine. I was told that you were going to have another job.
I have, in fact.
Question. What does the man mean? I was told that you were going to have another job.
I have, in fact.
Question. What does the man mean?
Ten. You've got the offer of General Motors, haven't you?
Yes, but I haven't decided, because the position is not the one I hope for.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? You've got the offer of General Motors, haven't you?
Yes, but I haven't decided, because the position is not the one I hope for.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now, the passage will begin.
First reading.
Well, I left school in 1991 when I was 18. Then I went to Cambridge University. I studied economics for 4 years and finished my courses in 1995. After that, I got a job at the City Bank in London. I joined the investment department as a trainee investment advisor for 2 years. And then my company sent me to Paris in 1997. I worked in the office there and took a French course, so I can speak French. I came back to London in June 1998, and I went back to my old department as the assistant investment advisor.
Second reading.
Well, I left school in 1991 when I was 18. Then I went to Cambridge University. I studied economics for 4 years and finished my courses in 1995. After that, I got a job at the City Bank in London. I joined the investment department as a trainee investment advisor for 2 years. And then my company sent me to Paris in 1997. I worked in the office there and took a French course, so I can speak French. I came back to London in June 1998, and I went back to my old department as the assistant investment advisor.
Final reading.
Well, I left school in 1991 when I was 18. Then I went to Cambridge University. I studied economics for 4 years and finished my courses in 1995. After that, I got a job at the City Bank in London. I joined the investment department as a trainee investment advisor for 2 years. And then my company sent me to Paris in 1997. I worked in the office there and took a French course, so I can speak French. I came back to London in June 1998, and I went back to my old department as the assistant investment advisor.